money.
Little Money Chat. Normally, I just look right over at Keelan to my left and ask what he has, but I'm going to do that. But before I do it, I got to just share with everybody, because you can't see everything that happens behind the scenes. Video clip is about a minute, but I like how Victoria is actually, every time Keelan takes a selfie on his phone, so cute. Sometimes I try to photobomb, but I don't get a chance. Well, Victoria today, she's actually taking a picture of him doing his selfie.
A selfie of a selfie?
Then you're actually looking at all your photos on there before we're actually getting ready to do the show. All of the cool stuff that you've caught on photo from maybe the fun we were having out in the lobby before we came in.
Yes, it was pretty awesome. And I might have a little content on there too for Money Chat. So I'm cheating a little bit.
Well, I cheat too.
Yeah.
I just print my cheating. Yeah. So
I'm digitally. I'm
never throwing you under the bus, Keelan, because I would never do that. I just want to share what an amazing, funny guy you are, as well as knowledgeable in what you do. So what are you going to share with the listeners today?
Well, it's the first show of a new decade. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? 2020? So I had to get some fun facts.
Because we took last week off. Now you just told everybody we did a recording of our previous show.
I mean, they know, don't they?
I don't think so.
Oh, but just kidding, guys.
Yeah,
totally
it is our
live.
First show.
It's
we
Saturday
wanted to take
today.
A week off and give all of our guests a chance to take an extra extended to the new year. Yes. It is our first show.
So I'm an 80s baby, and I read a meme the other day,
and it says,
if you were born in the 80s and raised in the 90s and make it to 2020, you've lived in four different decades, two centuries, two different millennia, and you're not even 40 yet.
Wow, that's awesome.
That? Kind of blows my mind. Uh-huh. That's something I enjoyed. I just nerded out on 2020 today, so
yeah,
some fun
it.
Facts that that freak me out completely. Okay. So Japan is going to build a robotic moon base built by robots and housing robots on the moon. And this is supposed to happen soon. Kind of blows my mind.
Uh-huh.
China is building a Beijing to London high-speed rail. So it's going to connect literally the Eastern world to London.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, these are things that are freaking me out. Cars already drive themselves, but more cars are going to drive themselves.
Well, they say that our kids, I don't know if they mean, well, they must mean your kids, not my kids, because I'm too old to have kids, but because I'm definitely not your age. 52 to be exact this year. But they say your kids' generation, they're never going to get a driver's license because there will be no need for driver's license because nobody will be driving cars anymore.
Well, my buddy's got a Tesla, and once it knows your route, you just hold the wheel and it drives you home.
Yeah, awesome.
It's crazy. Biofuels will be cost competitive with fossil fuels. The military by 2020 is supposed to have half their whole fleet biofuel.
Wow.
Which is unbelievable. Flying cars, they're talking about that, but they don't think logistically with the air traffic control, how that's even going to happen.
It'll happen.
Eventually, I would imagine. We're going to control devices via microchips implanted in our brains. That's a scary one. Yeah, right? And then they're talking about these new OLED screens. Mm-hmm. So our phones are going to be little pieces of plastic that you can bend and are flexible.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy. And
You'll be able, when they have the driverless cars or the cars that drive for you, your computer screen will actually be the window of the car. So you can actually just work in the car on your computer screen and not worry about anything.
This is like crazy Star Trek stuff. The last one I got for us is a $1,000 computer chip will have the power of the human brain.
Oh my God. And it actually will use the power it has, unlike us using 10% of our brain?
Yeah, we can't even use the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it surpasses humans for $1,000.
We don't know how to maximize it because our fear factor comes in, right?
That's true. So yeah. I just scared the bejesus out of myself on what we're actually
really
looking
exciting.
At.
That was really exciting.
Yeah, it's fun 2020
and
stuff.
The really exciting stuff is you're going to be alive for a bit. I'll probably be dead for a lot of it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm scared for London's world. I'm like freaking out.
I'm excited for her. think about if you just compare us with Little House on the Prairie. I mean, it's really great to have been living in those times where an apple means a lot to you and a penny in your stocking is like everything. But would you choose to live in those times or would you choose to where we're living right now?
No.
I would choose every time you look back every decade, I would be right here where I am right now. And I'm so excited to hear all of these things that are coming up to the future just to make our experiences and our opportunity. And I think a lot of it, we're going to talk with Laura today, which kind of tease in a little bit, maybe not, but some, in, you know, really just being able to create the best space for ourselves so we can be the best person. And I think that all of the technology and the ease and the convenience with everything, there's challenges and opportunities. I choose to look at the glass half full every single time. So I'm really excited about it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, that was really great, Keelan. I wanted to share, since it is our first show, since Keelan told you, last week was just a rerun, but it is our first show for 2020. And it feels really good just to say 2020.
It does.
I can't remember the last time that, well, maybe in 2000, it felt really good to say 2000, but I just really feel good saying 2020, and it just flows out of my mouth so easily with a big smile on my face. And so all of you have already done your goal planning for 2020, correct? I hope so. Along with your goal planning, you've put together a marketing plan. And in that marketing plan, I'm sure you have some game changer ideas that are going to take your business to the next level. And so I thought it would be appropriate to share some ways that we can help you. Obviously, we can do your mortgage. That's what we are. We are your local mortgage experts. I do mortgage day in and day out, and it's the core of everything that I do. But there are a lot of other things that I've brought into my platform that are connected and inspired through mortgage being first. So I want to show you to share some of those platforms. Obviously, we're sitting right here and we have three guests today that are benefiting from this platform. This is a platform to be able to showcase your business. And this year, it's a decade running. Really proud to be able to say that I've had the show for a decade. Keelan will be definitely with me for at least
forever.
Another decade. He'll actually all retire and he'll take over the show as the host.
Wow. That's
You'll pop
crazy.
Some young guy over there or some young girl, whatever you want.
I don't know. We're not going to get
into
that one.
It'll be your show. And so if you want to showcase your business, the reason I call it the Money Hour is because it's everything regarding money, and it's really to help build you the best business so you can make the most money, maximize your time, have a better quality of life for you and your family, and allow the time to give back to your community and do things that you're passionate about doing. So if you have a business that has anything to do with representing a quality of life through business or life itself, would love to give you the opportunity to showcase that here, right in studio on the Money Hour. And Victoria, our director of marketing, and all the stuff that she does behind the scene to help you promote your appearance before and after the show is unbelievable. Also, we have Power Hour Lunch and Learns every month where we bring a guest speaker in, very strategically choose who that we bring in to educate, motivate, and inspire our audience. The Power Hour Lunch and Learn, you can just go to Power Hour Lunch and Learn. And spelled all out. So everything spelled out, Power Hour, Lunch and Learn every single month. And you can register for that and continue to get educated with great, great speakers. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor of the Power Hour Lunch and Learn, that's an opportunity as well to sponsor your business in the amazing circle of business professionals that we've created. I've talked before about my One Time Your Business 8-week burn. It's a live virtual online course. It is complimentary. I will spend 8 weeks with you, complimentary, in helping you create a business model at the highest efficiency level to really be able to maximize your time, minimize your efforts. It's educational, it's motivational, it's inspirational. It's great collaboration with other business professionals as well. It's every Wednesday from 3 to 4:30. Again, it's virtual, it's live, you can do it anywhere. So if you go to onetimeyourbusiness.com, you can register for my course that's coming up on January 22nd. We're starting week one. Again, it's complimentary. There's only a few spots left, so get online and register for that. And then also this is booked, but I just want to mention it because I have my Live Your Dream Now retreat. It's my next one's coming up on January 25th, but I'll be conducting those throughout 2020 as well, probably every other month. And it's really focused on all my personal growth exercises that I've personally done myself over the last 20 years that has made me the person that I am today. And I always say that nobody comes up with a brilliant idea. We're inspired and motivated by others. The brilliance is making it your own, implementing it into your life. And so I'm just passing on what I've learned in my last two decades that I've really put a lot of focus on personal growth. You can catch my Coffee with a Superstar on Facebook Live. That's every Monday. And if you're thinking about real estate, bringing in the best of the real estate industry in, that's specifically what that show is for. I also have my Inspirational Break, so you can look at that on podcast. I actually record that right after studio. Just head right into another studio and have some fun with that. It's just like a 5-minute, but every week just to get a little inspiration to put yourself in the best place. Last shout out I want to do for 2020 to think about it. For anybody that's listening that is on a board of a nonprofit organization. I am an author of Journey With Me, which is based on my journey in life, my personal and professional core practices, obviously my personal journey to get to those core practices. I would love to give anybody that's listening today a complimentary copy of my book. So just request that through the website, themoneyhour.com, or reach out to the show by calling. But if you're in charge of a nonprofit organization or part of a board, I know you have your keynotes lined up for 2020. But you're already thinking about your keynotes for 2021. My Tragedy to Triumph really is making a difference in people's lives, and I would love to offer that, again, complimentary. A lot of the platforms and things that we do are complimentary, and the reason why is because it's our way to get back to our community. We do just fine in mortgages. But on that note, you need to support our mortgages so we can make money to continue to contribute complimentary events, right?
Agreed. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our money chat for today. Coming up next on the Money Hour, are there more jerks in the world now, or is bad behavior on the rise? Laura Curry of Difficult Happens, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.